Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. As a guest today, we have Brian Marks. Good morning, Brian. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. Thanks for having me.
Well, Brian is a chief operating officer for Coral Reef Academy in Samoa. And he graduated from, he was a student there. And 19 years ago, when he graduated, and now he's come back to be a co-owner and an officer, a key officer in it. So we're going to talk today about a hero's journey, the returning home. And in a sense, this is what Brian did, the returning home. So Brian, why don't you tell a little bit of your story? About maybe a minute with the what it was like being a student. And what did you need to work on when you went to Samoa?
Sure. So I had been a multiple treatment centers prior to Coral Reef Academy. My family had worked with an educational consultant who had recommended Coral Reef Academy. And one of the primary problems I had is that I was a runner, and I would run away frequently from both treatment centers and from home. Was constantly getting into trouble. I was always seeking adrenaline and acceptance, typically from the wrong people.
So no better place than an island. No better place than an island for a runner.
There's a natural border. That is very true.
Yes.
That is very true. Although I even tried to run from Coral Reef Academy. I had fantasies of sailing away on a boat to New Zealand and making a break there. And I lasted about 8 hours, and when it took me over an hour to open a coconut, I probably should have figured it wasn't going to be a good endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it sounds like at that time you were maybe a slow learner.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, in more ways than one. Okay. In more ways than one. It was always kind of the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about Samoa for me was that it's a culture of inclusion. Everybody is accepted and included. There's not the same pretense in the States that you have to have something to be a part of something. And I was accepted by the staff, even when I tried to run, and I was their first runner with another student who we tried to run away together. And in going through those different pieces to always be accepted, even when I constantly screwed up or was in trouble or would mouth off, there was almost an unconditional love or caring that occurred from the staff, and it was innately born in their upbringing and their culture, and that was something that spoke to me, that no matter what I did to push people away, I was still there.
Okay, that sounds like that was probably one of the key things that got you to turn your thinking around, because I think you've told enough to indicate that you were a rather rebellious and didn't want to conform to basic conventions and got crossways with life. And so let's fast forward a little bit. You spent a couple of years there, you graduated, it had an impact on you, but then you went off and you got your degrees and your education, and now you're coming back. And so what's that like, and what are the advantages of having being a staff member, having been a student several years previously?
Well, When I graduated, I went and I became a drug and alcohol counselor, and actually returned to the island to work on the island for several years. And then I came back and worked admissions, and then I left, got my graduate degree, and worked for other programs, and then also for myself, and have now returned. And I think some of the advantages throughout that have been a shared common experience with the students, and it's important to get clinical supervision and other pieces to make sure that you're not transferring or over-identifying. But if it's done correctly, it can actually create a common thread. It gives you a little bit of street cred with the students that you've been through a similar experience that they have, although each experience is unique.
So can you do a parallel between what it looks like on, to use a metaphor, the other side of the desk? How does the program look to you with 19 years of experience? Life's experience.
Well, it's really interesting. I recently got off the plane in Samoa, and just stepping off the plane, it's as if it rewound me 20 years. And I remember the same smells and the same feelings, but to look at it from a different position and to want it to be better, what are the ways that we can improve? How can we be better? How can we make our experience more impactful and talking with the students on that. And that was one thing I appreciated when I was a student, is that the staff and owners typically listened to us. We'd say, you know, we feel like we need more time outside, or we need less school, more groups, because we're not getting along well. And a lot of times that feedback was well received. To be on this side of the desk and be able to observe that and try to look at quality care is very different, and it's hard not to put yourself in the student's shoes, having been a student and wanting it to be better. So I think it means a little more to me at times, because I imagine myself there and what would have impacted me greatly, and what would have done the different things, and what's going to impact our other students, because everybody comes from different backgrounds.
Now, using ex-students, even after a number of years like yourself, is sometimes controversial. What's the downside of an ex-student coming back? What could go wrong?
I think that there's a lot of different things that could go wrong, similar to a traditional staff member, but with a former student, there are things like power tripping or revenge that if somebody hasn't dealt with the issues that they were originally in treatment for, may become an issue as they enter as a staff member. I think there's also over-identification or quote-unquote siding with the students and not being able to look at what is the therapeutic value or what is the behavioral value that should be addressed, and rather over-identifying. And that's why I think it's important to have a strong team, and also education and different things backing you as you go back in, especially if you're going to work at the same treatment center you were at.
Mm-hmm. So it has a tremendous value in knowing the students, but all these other issues. One I can pick out, and I've seen a lot of staff in my work when I was in therapeutic boarding schools, of identifying with the students too much. They get too sympathetic, and then they become very open to manipulations by the student. That's one of the things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's something to be warned about. It's just not going to be a slam dunk, and might be, I imagine, in some situations, the ex-student shouldn't come back as staff. They should have screened you out.
That's correct. I agree with that completely. I think that, you know, there's also oversharing. You certainly may want to share your story, and it may be common practice in other type forms of treatment center, especially recovery-based. But oversharing can occur, and it can blur the lines between somebody that's there to assist students and clients in bettering their lives or dealing with whatever maladies they're attempting to deal with. Mm-hmm. But if you overshare, you actually get yourself in a place where you're seen too close to a peer rather than a staff member that can help guide them through.
What would you advise an ex-student that's thinking about coming back and working at the same place? What advice would you give them as the pitfalls to avoid, or maybe how to avoid it?
I think the first thing is education, not having just coming from the experience as a student, and getting to learn about other things. And I would also say that working for other centers other than the one that you attended is important, because it gives you a chance to cut your teeth in other areas, learn different things, learn different ways, and make your own decisions independent of your treatment experience. Also doing different studying and research is important to know where they're at and looking inside themselves. And if they're going through their own therapeutic process, that should be a topic of discussion so that they can get that external feedback as they're looking at pursuing it.
Okay, well, what advice would you give staff that's thinking about hiring an ex-student? What criteria or boundaries should they look for and to screen out for, or to try to determine if it's going to be a positive or negative experience?
Well, again, I think some of it goes back to education and certification outside of that treatment center. Being able to have had experiences that are consistent with that same level of care and treatment, but that are outside of that treatment center, so that the individual is not only coming from one place or only coming from their own individual experience. I think in both interview and practice, it's important to look at where they've come, what they've addressed, and what they've dealt with, and have they truly dealt with those issues? Are they still struggling with them? Is that something that's going to impact the students and how it's going to impact their other staff as well?
Yeah, that sounds like that'd be a vulnerability. Is if they hadn't really resolved their issues, or satisfactorily, they could be triggered by coming back in that. So it sounds like you would suggest that if the student, ex-student that they're considering, hasn't had life experiences on a similar level to see other ways of doing it, that might be a red flag to exercise extreme caution in hiring them.
I do feel that way because if they are too close both to their own treatment process and if they're too close to their own issues and if they haven't gotten experience outside of it, I think they're prone to almost fall back into the role of the student. I think it makes them more susceptible to feeling in a place of power and position over other students that may not be as helpful as what the intention would be.
I imagine that's an experience that is broader than just the treatment field. Like I was thinking of a school teacher going back, graduating from college and going back and teaching at the same school that they graduated from. That would be a tough for those same reasons.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would. And it's difficult. I mean, even when I went back to work at Coral Reef previously, I became the supervisor of staff that were my mentors when I was a student, that had to hold the line with me, tell stories with me, help me through some of these processes. There are some staff that are there now that were chasing me through the jungle when I tried to run away. So for them to actually believe in that process is important. And I think if you're an owner or a staff member looking to hire a former student, it's also important to look at whether your staff and your team can accept it. And it's one of the credits I give to the team at Coral Reef Academy is they truly believe in the treatment. They truly believe in the change process. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to work with me, especially in this capacity.
Okay, well, we're about out of time, but can you take about a minute and explain Coral Reef Academy and particularly how somebody could get a hold of either Coral Reef Academy or yourself if they had more questions? But talk a little bit about the program.
Absolutely. So Coral Reef Academy is a residential treatment center working with students 16 to 21 years old. It's an all-male school, and the focus is on cultural immersion, having an experience that you can enter into that takes you outside of what you've currently experienced and puts you into another culture. It allows for a change process to occur, and we kind of specialize in that 17 to 19-year-old. Although we see individuals on both ends of that age group. Typically, they're going to be struggling with behavioral disorders, substance abuse, anxiety, depression, and things of that nature. They're going to have a full-scale IQ of 85 or above, and they need long-term treatment, typically following some level of short-term treatment.
Okay.
If you'd like to get a hold of us, you could call either Michelle Stinnett, who is our Director of Admissions, or myself at 702-233-0444.
Okay, and then your email is bmarks@coralreefacademy.com. And the website, I presume, is Coral Reef Academy, www.coralreefacademy.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury. I've been talking with Brian Marks, and the topic has been A Hero's Journey Returning Home, and he talked a little bit about his experience at being a student 19 years ago at Coral Reef Academy and then coming back to being the chief operating officer and the pitfalls that he had to overcome. Thank you very much. Good talking to you, Brian.
Good talking to you, Lon. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're very welcome.